Hello and welcome back to the OptiManabolics audio program. This is the muscle nerd Jeff Anderson, and we're going to launch right into Factor 1, hyperadaptive cycling. Now, the body is a very complex soup of biological processes designed for only one purpose, survival. Every single action that takes place is meant to keep you alive. Now, with this objective, the human body has evolved over thousands of years to develop a series of natural adaptive mechanisms in order to be fully prepared for any danger you may face, natural or unnatural. For example, it takes more effort for your body to build and maintain muscle tissue than it does to build and maintain fat. Therefore, in order to balance your body composition so you have just enough muscle to meet your needs, yet not too much where it becomes a burden to maintain, your body is in a constant process of building that muscle, called anabolism, and breaking it down, which is called catabolism. That ratio of muscle is based upon the demands you place on your body. Whenever you lift an object heavier than you're accustomed to during your regular activities, you cause stress to the muscle tissue, resulting in microscopic tears in the muscle cells themselves. The body immediately begins working to repair this injury, utilizing proteins from your diet, anabolic hormones such as testosterone, and a few other support systems. In fact, not only will the body repair the muscle, but thinking that it may be a new ongoing demand on that part of your body, it will also adapt to the new demands by building the cells up even bigger in order to be fully prepared for the next attack. It's this process that we attempt to manipulate in order to look more like those no-necks in the muscle mags. However, too much stress without the proper support can result in overtraining. Now, in this condition, the body has reached a crisis state where it's unable to effectively repair and rebuild the muscle. Once again, the body will adapt to the excessive demands by actually halting the growth of muscle tissue. In fact, your body will even begin to break the muscle cells down to use as fuel, catabolizing your body's and your bodybuilding effort. Stay in this mode for an extended period of time, and your body can enter a condition of chronic overtraining, in which muscle cells break down at an increased rate, causing you to lose even more of your hard-earned gains. But things aren't so rosy on the other end of the spectrum either. If there's too little stress, yes, I'm talking to you couch potatoes, your body can enter a state of undertraining. Since the body has no need to grow any muscle, okay, this is a polite way of saying that you're lazy, it will again adapt to the decreased demands by reducing unneeded muscle cells until it has just enough to perform the required tasks. Again, stay in this state for too long by limiting your exercise program to locating the remote control or showing your friends how you can open a beer bottle with your teeth, and you can enter a state of chronic undertraining. This is where you really start losing the battle of the bulge. Now, it's no wonder the average Joe is so frustrated with his lack of growth. Too much stress, too little stress. Who would have thought getting huge could be so confusing when all those giants in the magazines make it all sound so easy, right? However, if you provide the right amount of stress to the body while simultaneously providing the right conditions for growth, you'll be able to grow muscle on top of muscle day after day for as long as you wish. Now, on page 17 of your manual, there's a chart that illustrates these processes that shows the levels from chronic undertraining all the way through chronic overtraining and shows you the ideal training conditions for anabolic response. So now that you understand that building muscle is really nothing more than manipulating the body's own adaptive abilities, let's talk about how you can actually trick the body into building the most muscle in the shortest time possible. Enter hyperadaptation. Now, hyperadaptation is a process by which your body actually overadapts to the demands you place on it by calling upon certain defense mechanisms. This is more evident in people who go to extreme measures of dieting by drastically dropping the amount of calories they eat in order to lose weight. Although there will be some initial weight loss, thousands of years of evolution have programmed the body to defend itself by conserving as much fuel as possible for energy while it's being starved. The most readily available fuel source and the easiest to store is fat. Therefore, the body ends up adapting to the loss of calories by shutting down fat burning in an attempt to survive literal starvation. But things get even worse. Once the person gives up and starts eating normal again, their body has no way to know if it'll be starved again in the near future and actually hyper-adapts by storing away even more fat than before in order to get prepared. That's right, the overweight person actually programmed their body to get even fatter. Bad news, right? Well, now here's the good news. This same defense mechanism of the body can be used to trick your body into forcing your muscles to grow far beyond their genetic potential with a special little twist. Here's how it works. As you've seen, once muscular stress levels increase beyond what your body can fully recover from, a crisis state is reached. In order for your body to defend itself, muscle growth stops while muscle loss starts. But let's see what happens when your muscles finally get the break they've been begging for. Since your body has no idea what demands you have in store for it over the next few days and weeks, it can only rely on what you've been doing over the previous few days and weeks. In other words, if you've gradually increased the intensity of your workout over the previous few weeks, your muscles are actually temporarily programmed to expect the workload to continue to increase, anticipating an eventual crisis state. However, should you suddenly switch gears and decrease the workload on your muscles, your body won't just kick back and relax, at least not immediately. Instead, it'll take full advantage of this break in the action by turbocharging the adaptive process. During this hyper-adaptive process, your muscles will grow beyond their perceived quote-unquote need as they attempt to prepare for the next thrashing they've been programmed to expect. The hyper-adaptive process actually gets even more interesting when you look at things from a diet perspective. Now, as everybody probably knows by now, protein is your body's primary nutritional need for growing new muscle tissue. Pick up any bodybuilding magazine or book, and they'll have you loading up your daily protein intake anywhere from about 0.5 grams per pound of body weight or up to 5 grams per pound of body weight. Now, more on how much you really need for growth when we cover factor 8, diet, but for right now, I have a little surprise for you. Did you know that your body is capable of building even more muscle during periods when you ingest almost no protein? Sounds a little crazy, huh? Well, here's how it works. When stress loads continue to increase and protein is nearly non-existent for the necessary recovery and rebuilding process, your body once again is forced into a crisis state. Fortunately, over the past thousands of years, your body has developed a backup muscle building system that kicks into high gear only under very specific conditions. When your body is attempting to repair the damage you've done in your workout, but can't find the protein it needs to build the muscle back up, it sends a 911 call to your potent anabolic hormones such as testosterone, insulin-like growth factors, and growth hormone, forcing them to greatly increase production in order to pick up the slack. That's right, you can actually grow massive amounts of muscle without all the mountains of protein you've been brainwashed into thinking you need. As a matter of fact, during short periods of extreme protein restriction, increases in growth hormone alone have been known to rise up to 1,000% above their normal levels. Yes, you heard me right, up to 1,000% in laboratory tests. Now, this is a perfect example of how our bodies have learned to adapt to an ever-changing environment. But the growth doesn't stop there. Let's not forget the powers of hyper-adaptation. Since your body is only able to make changes based upon the limited input it received from its recent experience, when you finally provide the protein your muscles are so desperate for, your muscular system has no way of knowing when it will continue to get protein it needs to make the needed repairs. Therefore, not only will your anabolic hormone levels continue at an increased production level, but in order to effectively prepare for another potential drought of protein, your body will respond by greedily stuffing as much protein into the muscle cells as possible. The obvious result is bigger, and I mean much bigger, muscles. Okay. So how can I take advantage of these hyperadaptive principles, you're probably asking? Well, getting a little impatient? Okay, I guess it's time to pull all this together for you now. By strategically manipulating specific growth factors at specific points in the Optimum Metabolics program, you'll actually recreate that crisis state, forcing your dormant hyperadaptive defense system to kick into overdrive. Using your customized Optimum Metabolics program workout, which was included as bonus number one, you'll alternate between a 3-week progressive load phase and a 3-week hyperadaptive cycle. During the progressive load phase, you'll gradually increase stress loads, programming your body to work harder and harder to recover from your workouts. By the end of your third week of an all-out effort, your ability to fully recover should just about be maxed out, and you'll be nearing that dreaded catabolic zone. Now, I'll introduce you to the variety of ways you'll use the eight anabolic factors to increase stress loads in the chapters that are going to follow. But for now, just remember that this focused increase is crucial to the success of your next phase. That's when you'll suddenly initiate a three-week hyperadaptive cycle, quickly decreasing stress levels to the body. Your body, already programmed to expect another intense assault soon, will respond by force-feeding your muscles with everything it's got in order to effectively repair and build as much muscle as possible in preparation for the next attack. By the end of your hyperadaptive cycle, your muscles have begun to catch on that the workload has decreased enough to start ditching some of that excess muscle. Not so fast there. Time to shock those muscles back into submission by initiating yet another progressive load phase, stimulating even more muscle growth, and gearing up for yet another quantum growth phase of hyperadaptive cycling. Now, this structured programming and reprogramming keeps your muscles in a never-ending anabolic guessing game where its only option is to grow. But we're not finished yet. While you systematically cycle your workload at the gym by manipulating several of the eight anabolic factors addressed in this manual, you'll also take advantage of some of the most controversial concepts to ever hit the bodybuilding world: protein deprivation. Every 6 weeks in your custom-tailored OptiMetabolics program, you'll initiate a three-week period of extreme protein restriction, limiting your intake to only about 30 grams per day. In response, your muscles will send a distress call to your body's anabolic hormone supply sites, signaling a desperate need for emergency backup. As a result, testosterone, insulin-like growth factor 1, and growth hormone production will skyrocket, shooting your gains through the roof. Okay, I can hear it now. What? 30 grams per day? You must be insane. Well, I told you I was going to challenge your current bodybuilding beliefs, didn't I? But think about this. Those gigantic freaks in the muscle mags were able to far surpass their genetic limits through steroids. Now, a steroid is not a protein. They activate and greatly enhance the body's anabolic hormone system, the same thing you will be doing naturally by closely following the steps in the Optim Anabolics program. But this only works for a short period of time. After this three-week period, you'll reintroduce a hyperadaptive cycle diet with a little extra protein kick for the next 3 weeks. And you know what happens next, right? Yep, you guessed it. Your muscles will soak up all that extra protein like a sponge, pumping up your arms, chest, back, shoulders, and legs like never before. So that brings us to OptiMetabolic principle number 1. Integrate hyperadaptive cycles into your workout and diet programs for maximum growth without plateaus. Now, although I'll guide you through the entire hyperadaptive cycling process when you customize your workout and diet later in the manual, you can take a quick peek at a 24-week example of the OptiMetabolics program on page 24 of the OptiMetabolics manual. Now, it's time to move on to factor 2. So, I'll see you on the next audio program.